Hello, beautiful people. I'm Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in for season 10 of The Work. Here's a bold statement for you. As artists, we are always triggered. It's our freaking job. We are paid, and paid well at certain tiers, to access, without much lead time, deep emotions. Sometimes dark emotions, sometimes deep, dark emotions we've suppressed in our own lives. Because the story calls for it, because the character we're embodying needs to live the experience, no matter how gutting it may be, because we've decided we'll use our own instruments as tools to help the world find its own healing. And look around. Healing is important, y'all. But let's back up just a wee bit and touch on one of my very favorite topics, self-care. You know I'm all about pattern tracking, right? It's how self-management for actors was born. I interviewed hundreds of casting directors and their teams and began to amass data, and data never lies, about how this business works at its core. Sure, in data collection, there are always outliers. There are anomalies. People do win the lottery. But outside of those rare lightning strike success stories, there are data-backed experiences that actually make tackling this business a lot less crazy-making than we may feel it has to be. The more upper-tier creatives I work with, the more patterns I see in one specific area. Self-care is a must. Especially when stuff's going on that's taxing. That's when protecting yourself, giving yourself loads of recovery time, and really watching yourself talk is essential. Me? I don't watch the news. I filter what I'm exposed to through some heavily curated sources. Yeah, that's why I follow fewer than 60 people on Twitter and under 200 on Instagram. On Facebook, I have no friends. I stay plugged in enough to know what's up, but not so much as to spiral me out from focus on my purpose. Hashtag creating the Hollywood we want. We're storytellers. We're meant to do the difficult things like make freaking meaning out of senseless goings-on. We're here specifically to help those who can't understand reality find an escape through our art. We're a voice for those who don't often or ever get heard. We have important work to do, y'all. And we're no good to anyone if we let stuff that's triggering us take us out of the game. Find a way to let what triggers you stoke your creative fire. For me, that means lots of therapy, massages, gadget-free hours and sometimes complete days, trusted people to talk it all out with, and checking in with myself about how I'm doing rather than blocking out what's coming at me. What does it mean for you to take what might feel triggering and turn it into art? I'd love to know. If you're feeling triggered, try not to hide from that. Feel it. Write about it. Put it up on a stage. Sing it. Make it into a story that heals others who don't have your gift for converting painful shit into art. This is why you're important. Don't forget that, okay? Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Work. We hope you'll rate, review, subscribe, share with your friends, and for all the support that you could dream of, come on over and join us at BonnieGillespie.com. Till next time, stay ninja. Mwah!